Ready, set, go!
Welcome into Checkpoint Esports and Gaming Radio. A complete look at all things esports and gaming. A production of Westwood One. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Hey, welcome to Checkpoint XP Daily for Monday, November 12th, 2018, your daily source for esports and video game discussion. My name's Nate Bender. I want to thank everyone joining us out in Colorado on ESPN Denver 1600, 104.3 The Fan, as well as Extra Sports 1300 in Colorado Springs. Coming up today on Checkpoint XP Daily, Ninja recently did a stream with rapper Logic and the cartoon characters Rick and Morty. You heard me right. Cartoon characters on a stream. Plus, we'll check out the announcements from Microsoft's XO18 conference. Those discussions are ahead today here on Checkpoint XP Daily. But we start playing a little bit of catch-up from the weekend. Joining me to help break down this important, maybe not so important discussion is the Checkpoint Radio crew, Robbie Landis.
Moving the payload.
And over at our drop board and the news desk, once again, Norris Howard.
I'm kind of a favorite around here.
So Joe is still, he's in the process of returning from Vegas right now. He will be back with us tomorrow for Checkpoint XP Daily. But I wanted to ask you guys what was going on over the weekend. Usually on Monday, we like to kind of catch up, see what everyone was playing, what was going on over the weekend. Robbie, what were you doing?
Oh, man, you had to start with me. I didn't have the most glamorous weekend. Got to, you know, play a little bit more Red Dead, obviously, but with our trip coming up here soon to Vegas, you know, to cast off one of our other shows, I was going to go out shopping for some stuff. And everywhere that I went had nothing that I wanted. And people, by the way, have started Christmas shopping now.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Stores are a little picked over, actually.
That was a pretty unpleasant experience.
Man,
yeah.
That kind of sucks.
This is literally my worst, like, my least favorite time of the year.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I cannot stand it.
Like, in the run-up to Thanksgiving and Black Friday.
Yes.
Like, all of the commercials are terrible.
Yeah.
The fact that Christmas music is starting to work its way.
See, that's the thing. Thanksgiving by itself is great.
Sure.
I love Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas by itself is great. Everything around it sucks. All of it. All of it sucks.
Like
all of
that.
All of the marketing and
the marketing.
Yeah.
The music. I hate Christmas music.
I do too.
I hate it.
As do I.
No, but
we're all in agreement.
I hate it so much. Like, I can't even, because I have a Christmas tree that I put up every year.
Yeah.
I don't even play Christmas music when I'm putting up my Christmas tree.
No,
I don't listen.
Why would you?
I listen to Brazilian jazz as I'm putting up my Christmas tree. That is a true story. You can ask my girlfriend and my mom. I put it up and I'm listening to me some Astro Gilberto and I'm grooving and I'm feeling great and I bake myself some cookies and I chill.
You know, it's funny. The only type of Christmas music that I don't instantly hate is jazz interpretations of Christmas standards, because I worked at a jazz radio station for a couple of years, and that's one of the things that I had to do was come up with like a Christmas playlist, and you kind of learn to find some things.
See, I'm like Norris. I have a zero tolerance for Christmas music.
The only Christmas song I can stand is Green Sleeves.
No,
that's it. And that's only because of that episode of Pepper Ann from back in the day.
Oh, I remember Pepper Ann.
She got real big as like this keyboardist in her school and stuff, but they found out that it was just a programmed song into the keyboard. And she was just, it was dope. That's the only song I like.
Okay, well, so, you know, like All I Want for Christmas Is You.
No,
or
nothing.
No.
What's the terrible Paul McCartney one that everyone hates?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't really like Paul McCartney either.
We are so in the spirit, guys.
Yeah, I know. I'm not.
You may have actually had a worse weekend than I did.
I'm a total Grinch, though. Mm. Like, when it comes to Christmas, like, I don't decorate. I mean, especially, like, if, you know, my parents used to growing up, and I would help them decorate, and sometimes they'll go and help decorate their tree or whatever. But, like, for my own place, I don't put up
nothing.
Anything. Like, no. If you came into my apartment around Christmas, you'd be like, any other time of year. Yeah.
I put the tree up only because, you know, I have some folks over every now and then and family and stuff, and we just got this new place. So I want to invite
Like, it's weird. If you don't have a Christmas tree around Christmas time, like, people pressure you into trying to get one.
Oh, no. It's like one of them type of things where, like, if you get to be, like, 33, 34 years old and they ask why you don't have a kid.
Oh yeah.
Like it's just like where you go have a little Nate.
Oh my god. I'm sure that you can only imagine how much I love those conversations.
Oh yeah, I know. I'm just saying it's the exact same pressure that people put on you. The only good thing about this time of year is Black Friday deals on games, but even then it's pretty weird because I've seen things. And Robbie, you've worked in retail as well. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, you guys both have worked on retail.
Sure.
I don't know. Was Black Friday like a big thing where you worked at?
I worked at an independent record store that sold bongs and whippets. So no. Not really.
Yeah.
No.
But Robbie knows the Black Friday, you know what I'm saying, extravaganza. I have literally seen a woman punch another woman over a doghouse at PetSmart when I used to work.
Oh my God. That's brutal.
They were 70% off.
Man. Well, that's a good deal. I will say that is a pretty good deal. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Daily, your source for esports and video game discussions. Want to thank everyone listening right now on Twitch over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. Shout out to all of our lovely people in the chat, including Ravmall, Jeremy H, Zod TV, Carletta, Ash Saber, CC Decibels, and Sad Boy. Thanks for coming and checking out the show. Make sure that you follow us so that you can join us live over at twitch.tv/CheckpointXP. So yeah, I had a pretty, like my weekend started great and then ended terribly. Okay. Like my weekend, like I didn't get out of bed until like 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Oh, that's a nice one, man.
I slept in. Yeah. I felt like I got a ton of sleep. Felt really good on Saturday. And so I went and got a whole bunch of maintenance done. I did adulting stuff. I got a whole bunch of maintenance done on my car.
That's cool.
Like $200 worth of maintenance on my car.
Oh, honey, is that all?
No, but I mean, like, yeah. See, you dummy.
Come on, buddy.
You dummy. You let your car get to the point where it's like outwardly showing signs of damage before you have to take it in. Mine was all preventative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You just be careful of that karma there, man.
Anyway,
karma.
I hate you.
Nice.
I hate you.
The human era is over.
Yeah, I hope so. After I got done with that, I went out to dinner with my parents. And
that's nice.
Yeah, no, it was really nice. And but they decided to invite my Uncle Jim along, which, you know, that's fine.
I have an Uncle Jim too.
Do you?
That's weird.
I don't.
And that's fine. Like, okay, cool, Uncle Jim. Yeah, let's you know, hang out.
No,
and
you didn't. You didn't say it that way when you told us about this. You said they brought Jim.
Well, because when he gets in the car, he's all doing.
Now, is that sick cough or emphysema cough?
No, sick cough.
Oh, okay.
Sick cough.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, what the f***?
Was he wearing a surgical mask?
It was a wet cough.
Yeah, it was bad. Like, actively, like, sick. Like, this is a person who is actively sick and contagious. Why?
Wet cough.
Why are you inviting? Why are you inviting someone who is still sick and contagious out to go eat? And sure enough, the next morning I wake up and I've got the post-nasal drip. And I'm just like, God. And this is like Sunday, right? So we're doing a special edition of Limit Break Radio.
Right.
And now I feel all punky and gross. And that's, and you know, today I wake up and it's even worse.
Yeah. But see,
and
why don't
you? And here we are, race smack dab in the middle of it, Norris.
But what I don't, here's, okay. When people invite sick people out and I can't get away from them, what I instantly would have did is I'd have been like, right? Did he have to sit in the backseat with you?
Yeah.
Nah, I'd have switched.
To where?
You want nobody in the front seat?
No, my mom was in the front seat. My dad.
Mom gotta go.
Dad's driving. Mom's in the passenger seat.
Pops, let me drive. Pops, I'm driving. Well, is he one of them type of dads that don't let you drive his car?
Yeah.
Would he drive a Cadillac?
Well, it used to be an Audi. He actually recently downgraded to Volkswagen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of like the same car, but just the cheaper version.
The same car, but cheaper.
Yeah.
No,
it's something about those German-constructed cars that he really enjoys.
They kick out, you know, why are we talking about this? This is so old. We're so old.
I know.
We are so old. But anyway, my weekend was full of nothing but packing and moving. And when I finally was able to get my life together, you know what I'm saying?
Way to inject some youth into that conversation, Norris.
That's right. But I did get to play some Vidya games.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep. playing video games.
Grooming your horse,
totally,
wasn't it?
Totally. Yes. Yeah, you're totally not helping your case.
Yes, I fell asleep grooming my horse in Red Dead. But on top of that, the thing about the weekend that was probably most exciting was that I got to, you know, meet up with a few people from the family and talk to some of them and actually explain to them what we do with Checkpoint. And they were like, yo, that's really cool, and I really want to support it, so give me all the info. And ain't none of them in the chat room right now, so I got a lot of people to yell at come Thanksgiving.
Damn. That's cold.
I know.
That's cold.
They fair weather, man.
You, it's one of those things, dude. I always get a lot of questions about what we do here on Checkpoint, and then it's like, very rarely do people follow through and actually come either to the channel or to the website.
See, I expected it from these particular cousins.
Yeah.
Because these were the younger cousins.
Yeah, they should be interested in it, right?
Stuff.
Yeah.
Right, they should be interested in it. But then I forgot that these are also cousins who don't be doing much with their life.
See, I've been asked by my grandparents when I come home for Thanksgiving to put a shortcut on the desktop for Twitch, so we'll see if they follow through with it.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine what they'll discover.
Yeah.
Just clicking around.
Oh, man. I don't want my family member to click in while, like, we're in Vegas, because I can't guarantee, like, the sanctity of that stream.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, it could be some pretty wild stuff going on.
Well, it can only be so wild, right? Like, it can
now,
only...
to be fair, what's going to be actually going through the Twitch stream will be in the studio at the eSports arena. So, yeah. I mean...
I know that, but that... Listen, it is Vegas, bro.
Yeah, that's true. Well, listen, we want to hear from you. How was your weekend? Are you sick like me? What did you do to get over a cold? I need a remedy here. Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook, Twitter, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. Still ahead on Checkpoint XP Daily, we'll go over all the announcements from Microsoft's X018 conference. That discussion is ahead in about 15 minutes here on Checkpoint. But ahead next, Ninja recently did a promotional stream for Fallout 76 with rapper Logic and cartoon characters Rick and Morty. And while that may have all the elements to be cool, it was surprisingly not. We're going to talk about it. That's coming up next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
This is Checkpoint Esports and Gaming Radio. This is Checkpoint Esports and Gaming Radio. CheckpointRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint Esports and Gaming Radio. Want to thank everyone listening on the Talk of Las Vegas on 101.5 FM and 720 AM, as well as KJR 950 in Seattle, Washington. By the way, are you a college student with some sick Overwatch skills? Then you should check out the 2018 Boston Uprising Collegiate Cup. This event will showcase local New England schools and their Overwatch players looking to display their skills against other top teams for a chance to win a trip to the Blizzard Arena in Burbank, California, to watch the Boston Uprising compete. The tournament will begin with online qualifiers on November 17th and 18th and end on December 8th with a live event that will feature a 6-on-6 clash between the final four teams at LAF Boston. Eligible teams must be comprised of college students at a college or university located in New England. Teams are encouraged to register as soon as possible, as participation will be limited. To register for the Boston Uprising Collegiate Cup, visit the link that we've shared over on our Twitter. Find us at Checkpoint XP. Over the weekend, Bethesda brought three giants together for what should have been an epic stream. To promote Fallout 76, they brought Ninja together with rapper Logic, as well as Justin Roiland, half of the creative duo and voice for both Rick and Morty on Adult Swim's annoyingly popular Rick and Morty. And, you know, like, I think that this is just kind of proof where you can have all of the elements that create something incredible and viral, and then it never really gets off the ground, right?
Yeah, you took it, you know, you took the words kind of out of my mouth, because I was going to say it's like pizza, right? Pizza is just dough, sauce, cheese, and maybe meat, right? And you can still do that and mess it up horribly and it be disgusting. And as I was, you know, checking out some of this stream, the thing about it is that there is nothing inherently, you know, difficult about streaming or having a stream. Anybody can do that. having an entertaining stream, however, is incredibly difficult. And when you have somebody who is so painfully out of their element, like Logic, or even Justin Roiland to a certain degree, because for as much as people love Rick and Morty, Rick and Morty is what it is, and it translates well for its medium. I am not sure that translates well for a live stream.
You know, I'm going to back you up on the Logic thing. He was not where he should have been. Every time that he spoke up, it seemed really
Was Logic there?
Because
I had seen the stream promoted leading up to it.
Right.
And it was Ninja streams with Rick and Morty. And I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. And it hit my radar, but I'm over the whole Rick and Morty thing, mm-hmm. right? Like the Szechuan sauce over the summer.
Don't remind us.
It made me like kind of tap out on that show. So mm-hmm. already I'm like coming into it like eh. But they did a couple of really creative and unique things. First of all, when we say that Ninja streamed with Rick and Morty, it wasn't with a camera pointed at Justin Roiland doing both the voices. Mm-hmm. There was this like, I guess they must use the same sort of software that like stream faces
facial mocap.
Stuff. Like any of the Snapchat filters and stuff like that. It must use sort of the same thing, because anytime he would talk, he could kind of somehow designate whether it was Rick or Morty that was talking, and the lips would animate with them.
They were on an actual camera themselves,
and I have to say that aspect of it was really cool.
That was cool.
It was definitely interesting.
I would love to see more streams with maybe just Justin Roiland doing different characters from not just the Rick and Morty universe, but I mean, he has a long history with a bunch of other stuff that he's made with Dan Harmon. But I mean, like, farm those characters out. Like, a Mr. Meeseek stream would be pretty funny. You know, like, Mr. Meeseek sits down and plays Rory McIlroy's pro golf.
Roy McIlroy.
No, I think it's McIlroy.
No, it's McIlroy.
Whatever.
Anyway, see, I actually didn't mind the stream all that much. I did think that Logic was definitely the most awkward part of it, and while there were some cringy moments or some places that some things that fell flat, we're all streamers, guys. We've all had those moments as well on our own streams, right? It's not going to be perfect from start to finish.
I mean, yeah, it's not going to be perfect, but at the same time, like, there's still a working out that I think should have happened.
Maybe
a dry run.
It definitely seemed like it was sort of like put together and then, all right, let's turn this thing live and see what happens.
Now, what was unforgivable about it, though, especially being that it was Bethesda putting it on, the technical aspects of it, that I will not forgive.
Yeah, there were a couple of things that like someone had the stream loaded up in the background and you could hear some of the, you know, some of the,
they were bad, like echoes.
Echoing audio.
There were echoes all over the place. Sometimes it was difficult to kind of understand what was going on at any one time.
Mm-hmm. There were also some really bad stream lag. Like, I remember earlier in the stream, they had mentioned, you know, taking the head off of one of the Brahmin, and then 10 seconds later, you actually see what they were talking about.
Yeah. You're listening to Checkpoint XP Daily Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on the Fanatic in Philadelphia, as well as everyone listening on ESPN Pittsburgh. We're currently talking about Ninja's stream that he did over the weekend for Bethesda's Fallout 76. Did that with the rapper Logic and Justin Roiland, the voice of both Rick and Morty, appearing as Rick and Morty. A pretty creative stream, but all in all, I think something that it was an experiment that kind of fell flat, right? And when you kind of compare that up to, say, like the Snoop Dogg stream that happened not that long ago, you would think like this has all of the elements to make it great.
But at the same time, you have somebody like Snoop Dogg who he himself, his persona is inherently entertaining to many people.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? Here's where I can really fault Ninja, right? Like, this is where I can fault Ninja. He didn't give an ounce to Justin Roiland that whole time. There was no giggling at jokes. Like he knew there would be stuff like, you know, like, hey, let's try to take off all our clothes, and, you know, like they did with Rick.
Moment.
Like, you know, like, why don't you go with that? Like, and it felt like Ninja didn't want himself to be seen as silly or goofy.
I just feel like, exactly, it feels like this was thrown together by Ninja's people and Logic's people, and there was a lot of communication in the back end, and that nobody really seemed like they wanted to be there.
I see. I actually watched the majority of it, and while that was very apparent in the beginning, it did get a little better near the end. One of the things that I actually really have to give it to Roiland for is whenever he fell flat with a joke using Morty, Rick would start chastising him, and at those moments, Ninja and Logic did actually join in, and there was like there's some, you know, good funny moments where basically everyone was beating up on Morty.
Yeah.
But I mean, to take an entire stream to get to that point.
No, you're right.
You know
you're
what right. I'm saying? It's one of those things where people talk about streamers, they talk about, you know, going live on Twitch, and this is a great example of, do you see how difficult this is?
Oh, absolutely.
Logic, if I had no idea how to play the game, which is how you know that there was no prep in this.
And, and listen, had this been me, you know, like, I think if this had been me watching, right? Like, if I had been watching live, I think I would have tapped out in, like, 5 minutes. I don't think I would have stuck around.
Nah, I did about 15, and then I had it on in the background. I kind of tuned out, picked it up for the purposes of the show, and it was just.
I just hope that this doesn't scare Justin Roiland off the platform. Like I would really like to see him come back, like I said, a Mr. Meeseek stream playing Rory McIlmore or whatever it is. But listen, we want to hear from you. Did you watch Ninja's stream with Rick and Morty? Just what was Logic doing there? Connect with us on social media. That's Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter, and Checkpoint _XP on the gram. Coming up next on Checkpoint, we'll check out all of the announcements from Microsoft's XO18 conference. Stick around. That discussion is ahead next on Checkpoint XP Daily.
Checkpoint, Esports and Gaming Radio. This is Checkpoint, Esports and Gaming Radio. CheckpointRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint XP Daily. Esports and Gaming Radio. Want to thank everyone listening on 101 Sports in St. Louis and WOKR 1310 in Rochester, New York. Make sure you're following us at our freshly partnered Twitch channel over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. We've got tons of new emotes, including our beautiful faces, as well as not one, but two cat emotes. Tali and Fritz, our actual cats, are now Twitch emotes, and there's only one place to get it. That's over at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. So Microsoft decided to remind the gaming world that they still exist with a new event down in Mexico City called XO18. It's actually not a new event. It's the first time that they've done it since 2013. But they took the opportunity to make a bunch of announcements, some we knew were coming, some we could probably guess were coming. So let's run down all of those announcements from XO18.
Yeah, so
worst name for an event.
It's awful.
That I've ever heard ever.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that were bad about this. And then the first thing that I want to point out is they describe this as a global celebration of all things Xbox. And it's funny that they would come back this year, the first year that Sony decides not to do a PlayStation experience.
You know, and I do find that decision very interesting. Although the reason that Sony decided not to do an experience is because they announced so much stuff at other conferences this year. They were like, we don't think it's worth it.
Well, I kind of wish that Microsoft would have taken that sort of road as well, because like you said, a lot of these things we know already, and the stuff that we didn't... Like, for example,
we either didn't care about or could probably guess.
Exactly. So we're going to start off with, which is probably one of the bigger ones, but again, I'm pretty sure we knew about this already. Microsoft Studios has acquired both Obsidian Entertainment, that we knew about, and In Exile Entertainment, which, looking up what they've done, they did the Wasteland games and the Bard's Tale.
I remember Bard's Tale.
That's all, though.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, maybe there's going to be a future IP that they come out with that's going to be interesting.
Well,
I don't know.
And that's the big thing, that I was beginning to take from some of these announcements, was that when it comes to these new studios, this gen may not be.
Oh,
what's
no,
on their
no,
mind.
Absolutely not. No, the only chance they have is to catch up in next gen. Crackdown 3 finally gets its release for February 15th, 2019.
Snore.
And the original Crackdown is free on the Microsoft Store.
So, by the way, a delightfully bizarre Terry Crews commercial accompanied this announcement. And that's the only thing that I actually like about Crackdown is the fact that Terry Crews is in it.
Yeah.
Have you guys noticed that in the world of Crackdown, like, yes, everything is destructible, but also nothing is constructed so that humans would ever use it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it is just, I'm like, looking at this city, I'm like, what is
this? It's just for breaking,
How
man.
Functional is, like, nothing even remotely resembles anything out of real life. And I get it, it's supposed to be futuristic, but then you go, okay, so how large are the people that are supposed to be in relation to this architecture? It's terrible. It looks, and it also looks like they just didn't bother to finish the textures, that too.
Yeah.
I don't understand what the appeal of Crackdown 3 is supposed to be.
It's breaking stuff, isn't it?
I mean, I guess, but you have Just Cause as a series. Why do you need Crackdown?
Everyone wants in on it, I guess.
There was another game, though, that they had talked about before they got to the Crackdown trailer, and that was Void Bastards.
This actually looked phenomenal.
That did look really
and
cool.
And I actually really want to commend them, because that art style is one of the most interesting pieces of art style. Now, you know, I know that everyone is running after the 4K, you know, lifelike graphics and all of that. I'm much more interrested by that
cell shading
at 60 frames a second. You know what I mean? Like, it just seems
it's
like
way more eye catching too.
Beautiful,
it's
man.
One of the reasons that Persona grabbed my attention
as
well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely. So I'm going to be keeping my eye on that. But I kind of everything else is just like
okay. Well, what about this? Because Phil Spencer came out and was mentioning that they want to add some improvement to the Windows Store. Now, they didn't have anything definitive, but he did say that they would be tailoring it more towards gaming.
Oh, come on.
Not interested. Nope. I buy all my games on Steam anyway, so...
Okay. Hellblade's the newest sacrifice, getting a physical edition. I mean...
Yay.
I guess. Sure.
I mean, the fact that it's coming to Game Pass is kind of cool. Like, anyone who actually does invest in Game Pass, you do have all some right. really good games coming.
Yeah. I got one for you. They brought the Minecraft people up on stage, right? Talking about their new big update. Kittens and pandas.
How long and it did lasted none- for like 5 minutes, too. And it just like...
Yeah, it was just a video. It wasn't even actual gameplay. They're like, how many cat and panda puns can we stick into a video?
Dude, and they're
pretty much.
No, and they're wondering why they are last in this gen. If you're literally, as I'm watching this, because we watched it before the show, as we're watching this, I'm like, why? I literally...
To be fair.
Why?
To be fair, Microsoft... You know, actually, they did buy Minecraft Studios, didn't they?
I believe they did.
They did. Never mind. I was going to say they can't be held responsible for that, but
yeah,
they now own it,
no.
And they absolutely can.
Okay.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP Daily Esports and Gaming Radio. I want to thank everyone listening on 107.7 The Franchise in Oklahoma City and 107.9 The Franchise in Tulsa. We're currently talking about Microsoft's XO18 conference, which announced a
whole bunch of nothing. For example, they want us to know that Kingdom Hearts 3 is going to have Winnie the Pooh minigames. Just like the last two. Thanks for that.
The human era is over.
It really is. I don't know if this is worse or not, but Final Fantasy 13 series is getting backwards compatibility.
No. No. It's just
okay. Won't. An entire suite of Final Fantasy games is coming to the Xbox One. 7, 9, 10, 10, 2, and 12.
Don't. That's the same series of games that are coming out for everything else.
What if I told you 8 was also with it?
It's not.
It's not, but would that have helped?
It may have, but no.
No. No.
I'll
okay.
just buy them on Switch or something.
Civilization Revolution is enhanced for the Xbox One.
Don't
whatever,
care.
Whatever that means. Okay. Sea of Thieves, new game mode.
Stop right. You could have stopped at Sea of Thieves.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this one's for Norse. Devil May Cry 5 is getting a new mode called The Void for practicing. It allows you to fine-tune your skills, spawn enemies, and change around game parameters.
Is that something that you've
that
wanted?
That sounds cool, right?
Is that something that you've wanted as a part of the Devil May Cry franchise?
No, because part of the fun is meeting up against the enemies and figuring out how to beat them in the game.
Okay. All right. All right, this one's for real. This one's for real. There were 14 titles that are getting mouse and keyboard support. None of them matter except for Fortnite.
So
mouse
PUBG,
and keyboard.
Literally. Wait. So PUBG is going to Game Pass but not getting mouse and keyboard support?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
This is so stupid.
It is. Yeah. It's really bad. But I mean, honestly, Warframe and Fortnite were the only two
that matter.
Recognizable
yeah.
titles out of the 14. Recognizable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
yeah.
Well, Warhammer Vermintide. Ish. Mm. All right.
Are you serious?
Did you just say that?
I've heard of it is all I'm saying. I haven't heard of Children of Morta.
I've heard the title at least.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's annoying garbage.
Can't say I've ever even seen a frame of gameplay.
Here's where I got really, really embarrassed for Microsoft. They were talking about this new thing coming up called Winter Arcade, which is a throwback to the Summer Arcade that they did, right? And the guy who was talking to, you know, the main dude was like, oh, can you tell us some of the titles? And he's like, oh, yeah, make me out to be the bad guy. We do know all of the games, but no, we can't announce them. Like, you're doing this
that would have justified the whole thing.
This is what this is literally for.
That would have justified the whole conference, and instead they just said, nope, let's announce a bunch of crap that nobody wants to play. Forgive me, I know a lot of people work hard on these games, but I'm just saying, nobody wants to play some of these games.
Yeah, yeah, and just to round out the 16 games that are coming to the Xbox Game Pass, as Nate said, a lot of them we've never heard of, but some of the gems
are decent.
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, both Ori and the Blind Forest, as well as the most recent game, Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
That's great.
Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice.
Awesome. Okay.
And Mutant Year Zero, which I got to try out at E3, and I'm actually really looking forward to trying that out.
Well, a new Forza expansion. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
That's pretty good too.
All right. Well, that's where we're gonna have to leave the discussion right there. Thanks for joining us for Checkpoint XP Daily, the first internationally syndicated show on esports and gaming for radio. Visit our website at checkpointxp.com for insight on esports, as well as a full archive of episodes, podcasts, and interviews. Checkpoint XP Daily will be back tomorrow, getting the latest from Joe, who's back from the Rocket League Championship Series. Join us Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. at twitch.tv/checkpointxp. Our theme is provided by the band Weird At Last. Find more at weirdatlast.com. Checkpoint XP Daily is a production of Beasley Esports XP. Thanks to our executive producing team of Buzz Knight, Mike Thomas, and Rick Scott. Lead segment producing by Joe Sloan. Producing and booking help from Christine Corpus, and of course my co-hosts who pull double duties as producers for Checkpoint. Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and coming back from Vegas, Joe Sloan. My name's Nate Bender. Keep listening.
You've been listening to Checkpoint Radio, a complete look at all things esports and gaming. Check out the latest esports and gaming news and opinions at checkpointradio.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.